Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Let's check this is working, actually.
Check those bloody levels.
Get less for murder, am I right?
I don't know what you mean, but yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Right.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, the first for the year. And we thought to ourselves, Mason, this is the thought process that we thought to ourselves.
I'm listening. I would love to know what my thought process is.
Leading up to Robert Pattinson, or Robat Battenbat, which is his official The Batman name.
That's correct. Get it hashtagging.
It's already trending, but if you could just keep it trending.
Keep it rolling forever,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, leading up to him portraying the Batman in The Batman, there isn't really a better time in media to cover what many people would consider to be the pinnacle of Batman in film.
Early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Fearsome Creatures of the Night.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the best place to start would be, you know, your Batman Begins. So please leave a like for this video where we're obviously going to be looking at Batman Begins. And bearing in mind, it's very improper to take back a like after you've given it.
Now, what do you say to people who have maybe read the episode description? They've looked at the thumbnail?
It's all Batman related,
oh,
I'd imagine.
Terrific.
With that being said,
how's he going to pull this off? I don't know. Have you gotten to this point and not figured it out yet?
With that being said, we're actually covering Twilight.
We're watching Twilight movie.
And maybe all of the Twilight movies.
Maybe!
We don't know yet.
See how this one does, views-wise. Now, you've seen Twilight before.
This is the only one that I have seen. And I saw it at the movies in 2008. And I've got a question for you, Mason.
Go on.
It's not Batman related. So... of all of these that kind of, you know, were happening in the era, and there were successes with young adult stuff, but this is certainly like one of the most successful. Why did this succeed over like Beautiful Creatures or The Host or Red Riding Hood or The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones or Divergence? What is it about these movies that do you think endured?
First of all, I've heard of this one and none of the other ones.
Sure.
So maybe that's it. But I think maybe based on my first viewing of this, which was today, maybe it's because they took a classic monster, an evil creature from literature, one of the most and folklore even, you know, one of the most, you know, famous evil beasts of the darkest corners of the human psyche and society. And they just strip most of it away.
Yeah,
and we're
right.
Just like, what if he was a cute boy?
What if he
was a cute boy?
See, I think that's definitely part of it, because obviously the books, you know, lent into that heavily and they kind of tweaked a lot. When I say a lot, I mean all of vampire lore.
Uh-huh.
But I think also, despite what you think of these movies...
You don't know what I think of these movies yet.
Well, I'm just talking in general, what people think of them. I think it's cast very well. And I think that has proven to be true in the decade plus...
We got Kristen Stewart. We got Robat Battenbat.
Yep.
Anna Kendrick is in this.
That's right.
Other people. The guy who's probably going to be a werewolf later. I'm pretty sure he's a werewolf guy.
He's a werewolf.
Does he
later.
Get huge later? He doesn't seem that huge.
Yeah,
in
he
this.
Gets big. He gets
big
in between movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we're coming back next week, we'll talk about it next week. 5,000 people read for the role of Edward Battenbat. He had an intellectual approach that was combined with the, I don't give a fuck about this, but I'm going to make it sing. That was from Kristen Stewart. And she was like, ugh, same. So I feel like that kind of sums up their chemistry.
Now, are those quotes from like the press tour? Or are they from years later?
I think it was like from years later.
Okay, right. That wasn't, they were being interviewed by, you know, MTV or something like that.
No, nothing like that.
What is fascinating about this movie is, I was watching it for the first time today. And for the first like 10 minutes, I'm like, hey, this isn't so bad. This is like this sort of coming of age story. Like this girl goes to this backwater town.
Yep.
She's meeting all these you know the she's
nerds.
She's going to this new high school. She's meeting all the nerds, and I'm like, this is all kind of fun.
Yeah.
This is all kind of, you know, I'm liking their chemistry all together. I think they make a good kind of ensemble cast.
They've all got different haircuts.
And then Edward Cullen shows up. And then Kristen Stewart and Robert Battenbatt, zero chemistry.
You think so?
He's going out of his way to be unlikable, this guy. Like, my first note here is, why is Edward Cullen so weird? He's had 100 years to learn how to not be weird.
It's the
smell. This whole family.
It's the smell.
Yeah, but still.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think you're missing here?
Just to be clear also, this ground, I'm guessing, is very well worn. We are probably not going to up with any incredible insights here.
No.
But so this vampire family.
Yep. What do you think of the outfits, for one?
That's my first point. Like, their plan is that they want to blend into human society. They don't want to stand out. One of the things is because they obviously don't age, because that's the one vampire thing that remains in these movies. They move to a new town every few years.
Or just go back to the same town.
They enroll their vampire brethren, the ones that look most like children, into school. Then they have to do school again. But they don't go to any effort to look like children.
No.
You know what I mean? They're wearing, like, weird avant-garde outfits. Like,
well, you know what I think it is? I think what you're missing is maybe a lot of that stuff was cool in 2008 for one, and that's what they were going for.
Oh, they're like, but that's the thing. They don't dress like little, awful, greasy children from that era and just like band t-shirts and flannel shirts or whatever. They're all wearing weird technical outfits.
Yeah,
and
it is very
just
strange.
Just weird asymmetrical cardigans and all kinds of weird fashion stuff. But back to Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
He's had 100 years to learn not to be weird, but his whole deal is he's weird.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, it's
like
his deal.
He's so fully unprepared for any and all questions anyone has for him.
Yeah.
They're like, would you like a drink? And he's like, I don't drink water.
Well, that's very specific.
Yeah.
No, I think
my family, they don't drink water.
I think that comes down to because of, you know, and I love the way they kind of play off each other in terms of they both act like they find the other one like the worst smelling person they've ever sat across from.
Right.
Like that's the vibe,
yeah,
which I thoroughly enjoy.
Well, and I think obviously, you know,
like he's thrown by her is my point.
Because he can't read her mind. That's the deal, right?
Oh, that's another thing that vampire power that some of them have.
Sure. Yeah. Some vampires can read minds. Some vampires, more of a vibe they get.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, that guy's got a cool vibe.
Mm.
I'm going to eat him.
Vibe fire. Is that anything?
No.
Cut that out, man. Cut it out.
But I think, you know, part of this is based, you know, obviously this is more a YA romance than it is a vampire film.
Sure.
Obviously. And so they put in like YA romance tropes into it. But what that leads to is just, you know, that really outdated idea of like, well, if a boy's really mean and rude to you, it means he likes you.
Yeah, no, I hate all of that.
Settle down. But for this, it's him literally being like, ugh.
Repulsive.
Your smell makes me sick. And that's how I know I love you. Is it? Settle down. That being said, I like his little Volvo hatchback that he drives around.
Oh, yeah, he's looking good, isn't he?
One of the coolest cars of 2008.
Yeah. We should also talk about her before I get back to, I want to talk about the vampire lore specifically that
okay,
we've got
sure.
on here.
Oh, that's where we're going to shine, I think.
Well, I think
much like a sparkly vampire, that's where we're going to shine.
Very much so.
Nitpicking vampire lore.
So there was a bunch of earlier scripts that director Catherine Hardwicke threw out.
Okay.
They basically didn't relate to the book at all. And this, as far as I can tell, adheres very closely to that novel. The original script had Bella on jet skis being chased by the FBI at one point.
Excuse me?
Things like that. But, you know, I think, you know, she's uncoordinated and that's a thing, I guess.
Oh, that's her character. That's her number one character trait. She slips over sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's...
How do you think they did the slip on the ice thing? Maybe she slips on the ice.
I don't remember.
Slips on the ice for a sec, and her dad's like, "Don't slip on the ice.
Get up, idiot."
Yeah. Do you think? I'm just saying. Do you think it was a fake ground? Do you think it was a padded bus? How do you think they did it?
I think she's a great actor.
Probably did it with acting. You're right.
Yeah. But you know, so I think the idea is though they make her uncoordinated and relatable, and then later, presumably, she gets vampire powers, and they're like, "She's so coordinated. She's so good at baseball now, or whatever, etc." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Vampires famously love old timey baseball.
Yeah, they would. would. You know, yeah. it's America's national pastime, potentially.
Set to Muse.
I also like that she likes her stepdad, you know, because that could be a trope of like, oh, get a load of this geek or whatever.
Sure.
But she's like, yeah.
This mustachioed...
Oh, not her. That's her dad. I mean, her stepdad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not evil. She's just like, yeah, he's all right. Makes my mum happy. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, cool. Good
See,
for you.
That's a nice, believable thing.
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to say, around this era, I remember there being a critical backlash against Muse, and I don't remember why.
Now
I think I know.
Now you got it. Well, now's a good time to talk about vampire lore, Mason.
Please.
I don't actually have a problem with any kind of reinterpretation of what it means to be a Dracula.
Mm.
And, like, they change a bunch of stuff here. No fangs, they don't sleep, they sparkle. That's all fine to me, because it gets reinterpreted all the time. I think people are just... mostly mad about the sparkling thing. But I like the idea that, like, all the stuff that he's doing and that they're all are doing is like a camouflage, and it's also...
A bad camouflage,
but it's also supposed to be inviting. So you see this and you're like, this is a beautiful person. I'm going to get up close and give him a kiss. And then he's like, I'm the butcher! I bit ya!
With my regular teeth! Yeah. Cop this! Yeah. Ah, this takes forever! Ah, I wish we did have fangs. Do they not have fangs?
No, they just have poisoned bites.
Oh.
Apparently the fangs aren't supposed to be like longer than any like regular human would have their incisors.
Ooh.
So that's the idea. So yeah, I mean, the sparkling thing is strange, because he's like, you need to see what I look like. And he, you know, runs her up to the top of the mountain.
Like a Muppet.
Like a Muppet.
like Miss Piggy with Kermit the Frog on her back.
It's really funny. And he's like, yeah, you need to see this. And he's like, and he's sparkling and he's beautiful. And he's like, look at me, this is who I am, I'm hideous. And she's like, oh no, that's actually very pretty. You're very pretty.
Oh, no one's seen this before. We should have checked with more humans. We did this.
You might want to know more about how they eat as well, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So in Midnight Sun, which
do they have suckers on their fingers?
They don't have any of that, Mason.
Oh.
They don't have any of that. You're thinking of the creature of the Black Lagoon.
I am thinking the creature
who's
of
in the Black Lagoon.
Mm.
The creature who owns the Black Lagoon.
The landlord of the Black Lagoon. Red, where's my red?
He keeps bumping it up. It's not cool the way he operates, quite frankly.
No, I won't fix all the black goo. It's part of the lagoon. It was in the lease when you signed it.
So there's a book called Midnight Sun, which is basically Twilight, but it's from Edward's perspective.
Is this authorized?
Yeah, authorized. Came out a couple of years ago. So apparently there's a moment in that where he has a bite of pizza and he thought to himself, oh, I'll need to cough this up later.
Because it had pineapple on it.
Yeah, so it... I like pineapple pizza.
No, James, this is how we increase the comments.
Okay.
The comments and the dislikes.
Oh, okay, cool.
The big debate, the big pineapple on pizza.
Well,
debate.
I like pineapple on pizza.
Wow.
Leave a like if you like pineapple on pizza for me, and also leave a like if you don't like pineapple on pizza for Mason.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Perfect.
And then we'll know. Yep. We'll tally them up at the end. So yeah, they can eat, it's unpleasant, and then they have to vomit later.
I'd rather be a human if you ask, bloody ass, mate.
I agree, Mason. Mm-hmm. What, you don't want to be a beautiful, sparkling man?
No. I mean, I already am, so that's, I guess I've hit the genetic lottery.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so the age thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
So they move around, they have a connection to the local tribe. Ooh, what could it be? Ooh, who knows? just, why are they like, I'm 17. Just say you're 18.
Yeah.
Any of these people.
Or 20, 22, yeah. 25. That's, they all look about that.
Any of these people could pass for 36.
Look at my technical jacket. Yeah. Look how technical it is.
But you know what I mean? With a haircut and a mustache on all of them, any of them could be like 35 to 40.
I mean, Edward Cullen's dad looks like the same age as Edward Cullen, and he's a doctor or something.
He's a doctor or something. It's just weird that they're like, we'll start school at 16 and go through again. It's weird.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Just dresses as chimney sweep. So you're a family of chimney sweeps.
Exactly.
Here to sweep the chimneys. Settle down. But also, it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ever tried to talk to a teenager?
No.
You got nothing to say.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Now imagine you're 100. You want to talk to a teenager?
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do it. But this guy's like, okay, it's weird.
It is weird, but here's the thing. Here's how maybe you could justify it.
I don't know. All right.
It's just a clarify.
Here we go.
You could justify it. Not me. I would never.
Okay, sure.
He can't read her mind.
See, this is the movie that should have required that scene from Transformers. You know, the one with the card?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So he can't read her mind. Mm-hmm. So to him, that's interesting.
Oh.
But when you crack that mind,
nothing in
it's
there.
It's a 17-year-old. Right. And what are you doing? You're 120 years old or whatever. Yeah, strange. So the action in this is a lot of it is done practically. It's a lot of motion blur, that is for sure. I've written here, like, our favourite scene has always been, because this is the only scene that I know you've seen, where they run up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
There is a moment where the character Rosalie angrily smashes a salad bowl. I got a genuine laugh out of that. I thought that was fun.
That's, yeah.
Good bit of slapstick there.
That's great. I think that was intentionally funny, wasn't it?
I don't know.
But the villains.
Yes.
So, his name's James.
Sure.
Is that dude from the OC or whatever? He's been around. Is he the
Welcome to the OC bitch guy?
He might be a different guy.
Oh, mate, no, I think he's a different guy.
He might be a different guy.
He's anyway, a different he's guy. No. I have a very clear image in my mind of the Welcome to the OC bitch guy, and it's a different guy now.
I think his name.
It's all coming flooding back.
Cam something. Here anyway.
Right back where we started from.
Cam Gigandet. There you go, that's his
name. Cam Gigande.
Yeah, that's probably it. Anyway, so
neither of those were right.
He gets a beat on Balor, and he's like, "Ooh, I got a ponytail. I'm gonna eat this girl. I'm loving this." And so their plan is to take Balor back to her dad's house and burn him so badly that he'll probably never recover in terms of like emotionally, because she's just like, "You suck, and I want to move away."
Yeah.
But then kill the vampire anyway?
Yeah.
So maybe just kill him.
Maybe.
And don't do that whole thing where you go home and you like emotionally scar your dad who's just trying to do his best and he's worried about you and your boyfriend is a weird sparkly creep.
Maybe just put Bella in like a car for half an hour. Just whiz around the town for a bit.
Yep.
Kill the vampire. Get out of the car.
So they have a punch up in a ballet theater, and there's mirrors.
Rent a helicopter.
Yeah, that's good.
Have a fun little helicopter tour of Forks, Washington.
Would you go near any of the tall trees?
No, I'd go above the tall trees.
That's right.
Yeah, way above.
Yeah, yeah.
Like helicopter height.
Yeah, so they have a punch up in the whatever, and you know they're kicking each other. And then
I think it was it's a fascinating choice, James, to set the big action finale in a room full of mirrors, but not utilize the trope that vampires don't appear in mirrors.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
There's a couple of shots though,
where
like one or both of them don't appear in a mirror, and I think maybe
so it's optional for them.
I think there's a setting.
Okay.
There's a setting in their OS.
You couldn't go to school if you're a vampire and you didn't appear in a reflection.
Right?
It's just not, it just wouldn't fly.
Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe on the day they're like, do vampires sharpen mirrors? Don't know. Let's film some stuff. and we'll decide later. And they just never did.
I find it fascinating that they did a room full of mirrors and there wasn't a moment where they didn't know which one he was and they were smashing mirrors looking for him.
I'm surprised they didn't do a bloody room full of mirrors. It wasn't filled with bloody... Bruce Lee was in the room full of mirrors and the guy with the claw.
You're surprised that Bruce Lee wasn't in
I'm surprised they didn't just do the end of Enter the Dragon, yes. That's what I'm surprised by. I'm surprised by a lot of weird stuff.
What I liked is when, so Edward Cullen finally wins the fight. And he gets there first because he's the fastest. I'm like, cool, you established that. That's good. That's good work. And so, you know, Edward Cullen's about to kill this guy and his father's like, remember who you are. Don't do this. Don't kill him. And then he lets go. And then he's like, right, your brothers and sisters are going to tear this guy's head off pull off his arms and legs and burn his body. Okay. What?
Yeah.
Remember who you are.
He's the prettiest guy.
Yeah, he is the prettiest.
Shouldn't sully his pretty hands. His perfectly manicured hands.
Yeah, and he bites her and whatever, and he's thank God he's got the emotion. He can stop biting. Anyway, because he eats...
Do you think this video will make any sense if the viewer hasn't watched Twilight? Or
great question.
Isn't it, though?
Leave a comment below. Yeah. Leave a like if this makes sense or doesn't.
Let us know what you think the plot of Twilight is based on what we've said here. See if you can piece it together.
I think my favourite callback in this movie...
Like the foggiest jigsaw puzzle in the world.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think my favourite callback, though, in this movie is that Bella is a character that's considered so clumsy that her family believed that she rolled down a set of stairs and out a window because that's the excuse that she ends up in the hospital.
Yeah.
I love that. Just like, yeah, that's probably what happened, I reckon.
You left with your boyfriend we've just met and then you came back later with a series of broken legs and you got defenestrated. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not suspicious of him at all.
Good he's and got normal.
And now he should definitely force you to go to the prom against your will. With a big boot on. That's not going to affect your popularity at school.
Why are they outside where, like, the nice part of the prom is and no one else is? Was that, like, established that that was the private Edward Bella part of the prom?
Don't know, James.
I'm just confused because inside a, like, regular school hall, outside, like, a wedding.
Mm.
And then she's like, bite me, I want to be a vampire. And he's like, nah, let's just do kisses. And I'm like, all right, good stuff. Anyways, it's time for Twi-Rivia. What do you think?
No, I like that a lot.
It's trivia.
Yeah, nice.
Twi-Lek trivia.
We can also reuse that if we do a Star Wars thing, like Twi-Lek trivia.
That's very good, too.
Yeah, we'll save that up. Put a pin in that.
We don't do Star Wars here, though, do we?
Not really, no.
Yeah. So the book was originally named Forks before it was published. The publisher insisted that Stephanie Meyer could find...
Part of the Knives Out trilogy.
Could find another name for it, and the word Twi-Lek was chosen. Henry Cavill was the first choice for Edward Cullen when he was 25 at the time of shooting. Lily Collins was considered for Bella.
Phil Collins' daughter?
That's right. She got her own. She was Mortal Instruments, Look at These Bones or whatever. She was in one of them. I can't remember which one.
The City one? The Moving City
No,
one?
That was Mortal
That's
City
Mortal Engines.
Engines of Instruments.
Yes.
Emily Browning, Australia's Own, was the first choice but turned it down. Tom Welling was wanted for Emmett Cullen. So it could have been Cavill Welling.
Whoa, double Superman.
Get Routh and he can be a teenager, I don't know.
Dig up George Reeves, whatever, we don't care anymore.
So do you remember that bit where he caught the apple, like the book? He was holding the apple because the cover of Twilight's holding an apple. It's forbidden fruit in Garden of Eden, maybe it's a metaphor. Yeah, anyways.
Do you think people stood up and applauded in the cinema when that happened?
You know, he kicks the apple up into his hands.
I just remember the baseball scene. That's all I remember.
Anyways, it took 13 takes to catch this one apple and get it
that's
right.
That's like when Tobey Maguire had to catch all that stuff on
exactly.
the tray.
Exactly. But I say weak because he caught a full tray full of food and he did it with a smile on his face.
That's true.
And I didn't see a goddamn smile in this movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of
but
food.
But I mean... From another perspective, the Twilight crew probably hates Robert Pattinson less than the Spider-Man crew hates Tobey Maguire.
That is almost certainly true. Speaking of food, the bite that Edward Cullen takes out of James's neck was made of ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese?
That's right.
Like a delicious James toastie.
And this one, this is fascinating. This is direct from IMDb trivia. It's hot. It's so piping hot. I brought it over. My computer is literally sizzling.
Yeah, you got to get this trivia out before your computer melts down.
In the classroom scene where Edward and Bella are seated and share a desk, Edward is on the left and Bella is on the right. In the novel, Bella sits on the left and Edward sits on the right.
Whoa.
My computer's just shut down because it was too hot. Too hot to handle. Oh, wait, it's back up. and we can talk box office.
Oh, really?
Because these make a fascinatingly large amount of money. This one cost $37 million to make. It made $407 and was the most purchased DVD of 2009.
Whoa. Yeah. Pretty now, impressive.
As mentioned, I honestly don't know at time of recording this what we are going to do next. Will we come back and do the Twilight Saga New Moon 2009? Will we trick you again and maybe say we're doing Batman? Will we just do Batman? I haven't decided how long I want to take this joke yet.
There's apparently four more movies you were saying in this. If we just do the Batman, there's only three of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do Gotham Knights or whatever, which I enjoy. Gotham Knight, you know, the anthology series or whatever.
Yeah, what's a nice called? One. Yeah, Gotham Knight.
Gotham by Night.
Mmm.
Mmm. Anyways, if you do have any suggestions for Caravan of Garbage, please leave it below. And if you want to know what's going on here, you can actually see these early if you go over and sign up at BigSandwich.co, where there's early videos, bonus podcasts, movie commentaries.
That's right.
We recently did, in honor of the Batman, we did Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider 2007.
Hell yeah.
And there's a bunch of other stuff there, including our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We're back there, by the way. That podcast has kicked off again.
Hell yeah.
Year. And we obviously started with Snake Eyes. We didn't get to it last year.
We reviewed that Snake Eyes.
Doing all the in-jokes here, Mason. doing all the, just playing the hits, aren't I?
Nicolas Cage's Snake Eyes. That's what we did.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good joke.
Mentioned him earlier.
Thanks to Ben and Lawrence for editing this video and coming back for another year. And we'll see you guys in the next thing.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you real soon.
Twilight. What a movie. What a series, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm torn because maybe I'm like, this is a hilarious thrill ride, four more movies, but maybe we get through like two more movies and I'm like, I hate this now.
You got to see the baby though, right?
You're telling me there's a baby.
Yeah. You got to see that baby. All right. Thanks everyone.
Okay. Bye everybody.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.